Okay, so today we're diving into something that honestly at first sounded a little tricky to me. Yeah, like how to really enjoy Italy, all the amazing food, but with a gluten-free diet.
Yeah, I see the challenge.
So many people have Italy on their travel bucket list,
Sure.
and they've been asking if it's even possible.
Makes sense.
But thankfully, we have this blog. It's called Paola e Alessandro in Viaggio Senza Glutine.
Which basically translates to traveling without gluten.
Exactly.
And it's really comprehensive. It's not just like, here are some restaurants that have gluten-free options.
Right.
She gets into recipes, travel tips, even some history of the places she visits.
Sounds like Paola has really done her research.
Oh, absolutely. It's clear she's passionate about this.
And she has a really interesting personal story, too. She talks about these terrible digestive issues she had for years
Yeah, I read about that.
before she finally got diagnosed with celiac disease.
It's a good reminder that celiac disease can show up in a lot of different ways, and sometimes the symptoms are subtle, you know?
Right, it's not always obvious.
So some people get that classic, what she calls Hulk-like bloating.
Yeah.
But for others, it might be fatigue, brain fog, even skin problems.
Wow, I never would have connected those with gluten intolerance.
Right?
So for our listener, what are some things they should watch out for, to catch those early signs, especially if they're traveling?
Well, Paola's blog really emphasizes listening to your body. If you keep having digestive problems after you eat something with gluten, it's definitely worth getting tested.
Okay.
And even if it's not just digestive stuff, like if you have some of those other symptoms, talk to your doctor,
Got it.
because early diagnosis can make a huge difference in avoiding long-term problems.
It sounds like Paola really took that to heart with her blog.
Absolutely.
I mean, I was so drawn to her quest for the perfect gluten-free pizza.
Oh, yeah, that's classic.
Who doesn't dream of that,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. Enjoying authentic Italian pizza, even with a gluten intolerance. For a
Exactly.
recipe for pizza senza glutine crumble. That means gluten-free pizza with bubbles, by the way.
Cute name.
Right.
Yeah.
But what I found really interesting was her focus on specific gluten-free flour mixes. She even names brands like Nutrafree, Fioraglet Caputo.
I was wondering about that. Like, wouldn't that make the recipes harder to follow for some people
Yeah, I can see that
if
point.
they can't find those specific brands?
You're right. It might be harder to find those exact brands depending on where you are.
Yeah.
But I think it shows how much Paola cares about getting things right.
Right.
She's not just saying, use any gluten-free flour.
Yeah.
She's telling you exactly what she's used, what's worked for her.
That makes sense, especially for someone just starting out with gluten-free baking.
Exactly. It's almost like she's right there with you, guiding you through it.
Holding your hand, saying, I know it can be tricky, but I figured it out and you can too.
That's a great way to put it.
And it's not just pizza either.
Oh, absolutely not.
She has recipes for all kinds of traditional Italian dishes. Pizza etrusca caught my eye.
Oh, yeah, a hand-rolled pasta.
All made gluten-free.
It really shows how much variety there is in Italian cuisine, even within those dietary limits.
So finding good gluten-free food in Italy, we've established, is possible.
Definitely.
But what about navigating all of it? The restaurants, grocery stores.
The practical side of
That
things.
can be so stressful for travelers with dietary
Oh,
restrictions.
absolutely. The fear of getting sick on vacation, nobody wants that.
Exactly.
But Paola talks about that a lot in her blog, the importance of planning ahead,
Right.
researching restaurants, even learning a few key phrases in Italian
How smart.
to make sure you can communicate your needs.
I love that she includes that kind of practical advice.
Yeah, it makes her blog super useful for anyone planning a trip.
But she goes beyond just the food.
Right.
She gets into some fascinating historical and cultural stuff too.
Yeah, like the place on Lake Garda, Predella Fam. Oh, yeah, that one stood out to me too.
The name itself is so interesting. Prad de la Fame, meaning field of hunger.
Yeah, it reflects a time when food scarcity was a huge issue in that region.
Wow, I had no idea. It really adds another dimension to the place.
It's almost like a hidden layer of meaning.
It is. It makes you think about food in a different way.
Absolutely.
And it's interesting how Paola connects that history to modern dietary restrictions.
Yeah, it's not a direct comparison, but it makes you think
Sure.
about how access to the right food for whatever reason.
Right, whether it's scarcity, cultural practices, or medical reasons.
Exactly. It's always been crucial to the human experience.
That's a really profound thought.
It is, isn't it?
It makes you think about those historical challenges in a new light.
Yeah, like gluten-free travel is kind of a modern version in a way.
Right. Instead of scarcity, it's navigating these specific limitations.
Exactly.
But it sounds like Paula has found some amazing places that really get it.
Oh, yeah. Pradelifem is a perfect example.
What else is there besides the history?
Well, they have these incredible restored lemon groves and a traditional limonia.
Limonia, what's that?
It's basically a structure they built to protect the lemon trees during winter.
Oh, interesting.
It's fascinating, really.
You know, when I read about those lemon groves, I just imagine myself sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
Sipping limoncello in the sun. Pure bliss.
Well, fun fact, the limonia at Pradelifem still produces lemons.
No way, really?
Yep, and they use them to make limoncello and even lemon-infused olive oil.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about.
Paola actually recommends this restaurant nearby that uses all those local ingredients in their gluten-free dishes.
Now that's a good tip. I'm writing that down.
Right.
It's what I love about her blog. She doesn't just talk about the problems.
Right.
She gives you real solutions.
Practical advice, even specific places to go.
Exactly. It's so helpful.
What do you think is the most valuable thing about her approach?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think it's how she manages to be both practical and passionate at the same time.
I see what you mean.
Like, she gives you the tools to plan a successful gluten-free trip.
Yeah.
But she also reminds you that it can be fun.
Right. Not to get bogged down in the details.
Exactly. To embrace the joy of discovery.
The excitement of experiencing a new place.
Even with the dietary restrictions.
Precisely.
You know, I bet some people might be hesitant to even consider Italy.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
A place so famous for pasta and bread.
It's almost ironic.
If they have celiac disease or gluten intolerance.
Right, like, why even bother?
What would you say to those people?
I'd say, don't let your diet hold you back from an adventure.
I like that.
Italy is totally doable with a gluten-free diet.
You really think so?
I do. It might take a bit more planning.
Uh-huh.
But with resources like Paola's blog, it's absolutely possible.
That's reassuring to hear.
And honestly, I think it's even more rewarding when you overcome those challenges.
Yeah, there's something to be said for that.
The feeling of accomplishment.
For sure, like you've really achieved something. It's like Paola saying, hey, it's tough, I get it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to ruin your experience.
Let me show you how to make the most of it.
Exactly.
That's a great way to summarize it.
So as we're wrapping up this deep dive into Powell's blog.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what's resonating with you, listener?
What's sticking out?
Is it the recipes, the travel tips, the history?
Maybe something totally different.
Whatever it is, hold on to that feeling.
Let it guide you.
Yeah, explore it further.
Because that's the beauty of a deep dive like this.
It's just the beginning.
An invitation to dig deeper. Learn more, see the world in a new way.
And in this case, that new way is through the lens of food and culture and dietary needs.
It's fascinating how all those things intersect.
It is, isn't it?
There's so much more to explore.
You know, talking about Pradelifem and the Field of Hunger.
Such a powerful name.
It really got me thinking about how intertwined food and history are.
Yeah, I guess way back.
Centuries of dietary needs shaping how we live, the places we build, the stories we tell.
Whether it's because of scarcity, cultural practices, or medical reasons.
It's amazing to think about.
It is, isn't it?
How something as basic as food can have such a huge impact.
On our lives, on the world.
And that's what makes Paola's blog so special.
What makes it stand out?
She's not just giving information.
Right.
She's sharing a story, a perspective, a way of seeing the world.
And it's a really insightful and inspiring one.
It is.
So as you go on your own culinary adventures,
whether it's Italy or your own kitchen,
keep this connection in mind.
Look for those echoes of the past.
In the dishes you eat, the ingredients you use, the traditions you encounter.
Because food is more than just fuel. It's a reflection of our history, our culture, our shared humanity.
That's beautifully put.
And who knows, maybe your own journey with food will lead you to new discoveries.
New connections with people and places.
They never expected.
That's a wonderful thought.
It's like Paola's blog has given us this key to unlock a whole new level of understanding.
Not just about Italy, but about ourselves and the world.
Exactly.
Well said.
And on that note, I think we've come to the end of our deep dive.
This has been great.
But the exploration doesn't have to stop here. We've only just scratched the surface of gluten-free Italy.
There's so much more out there.
And hopefully we've inspired you to keep learning.
To keep exploring.
Definitely.
And remember, whether you're traveling far or just trying something new in your kitchen,
keep your eyes open, your taste buds curious,
and your mind open to the stories that food can tell.
Grazie mille. for joining us on this delicious adventure.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, buon appetito. You know, thinking back to Paola's story in that field of hunger at Predelethem?
Yeah, that really stuck with me too.
It makes you realize how much people with dietary restrictions have to think about things.
Oh, for sure. It's not just about finding food that's safe. It's a whole other level of planning and awareness.
Especially in a place like Italy, where food is such a big part of the culture.
Absolutely. You don't want to feel like you're missing out on that.
Right. Exactly. It's about finding a way to still enjoy it all, to connect with the tradition.
And I think that's what Paola's blog does so well. It shows you how to do that.
It's empowering, you know?
It is. It's like she's saying, you don't have to let this control your experience. You can adapt and thrive.
It's inspiring. And she's not keeping it to herself either.
Right. She's sharing it with everyone, making it easier for others to experience Italy the same way.
I wonder what our listener is taking away from all of this.
Yeah. What are they thinking about now?
Maybe they're already picturing those lemon groves or a delicious gluten-free pizza overlooking Lake Garda.
Or maybe it sparked something closer to home for them.
Maybe they're thinking about their own favorite dishes, where they come from, the ingredients.
Maybe they'll even be inspired to connect with local producers. You know, the people who are keeping those traditions alive.
That's a great point. It's not just about Italy. It's about opening our minds to the possibilities.
To the stories behind our food and the connections we can make through it.
Even when we have different dietary needs.
Exactly. It's about finding common ground through shared experiences.
So, as we say, arrivederci to Paola and her amazing blog.
Ciao, Paola.
We hope you'll continue exploring, learning, and enjoying all the deliciousness the world has to offer.
And maybe even share your own gluten-free adventures someday.
That would be amazing. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
Until next time, ciao.